It's Tuesday, time to read from your emails and web comments, and we got hundreds of both after conservative talk show host Michael Savage joined us on the program. When news broke that Britain banned him from entering the country for fostering hatred, we invited him to give his side of the story, a side many of you agreed with. Jürgen left this note on our website. Savage tells it like it is, warts and all. Don't like it? Don't listen. The Home Secretary did nothing but make a fool of herself and promote Dr. Savage to millions of prospective new listeners. Plenty of you took a different view, including Barbara Rowland in Anchorage. Michael Savage has the right to free speech in America, she wrote. That does not automatically give him a license to free speech in the rest of the world. Any country may make decisions for themselves about what they find acceptable and what they do not. And if England does not accept his harsh form of speech, they may disallow him from entering their country. You can read what other listeners had to say and hear the entire interview, including its abrupt ending, online. Go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation. We began last week with a look at the future of the Republican Party. Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter's defection to the Democrats prompted a conversation about why Republicans stick with the GOP. Stephanie emailed us from Phoenix to say, "I am still very proud of my Republican Party. I'm a Republican because I believe in little national government control and prefer legislation to stay at a state level. I hear so much about our failing party, but don't understand why. Yes, the government is currently led by Democrats, but that doesn't mean to me that we have died out or failed." Kathy from Kansas City has a different take. "I've been a Republican all my life. I agree with the concepts of fiscal responsibility, limited government intervention, and strong defense. I feel the Republican Party has moved so far away from its true roots that I don't consider myself a Republican any longer. And quite frankly, I get the feeling the Republican Party doesn't want me anyway." Finally, our conversation with Amy Dickinson about being raised by a single mom and an extended family of women resonated with many of you. Stephanie in Tennessee emailed to share her story. "I was raised by my single mom, and it wasn't until I went to college that I realized how much she had given up. I have seen grandmothers survive divorce in hard times to come out on the other side better women. I have seen my aunt stand by my uncle and nurse him through his brain injury and help him live when some thought he would never come home. They have taught me that you may look delicate and not have much of an education, but you can be a teacher and a role model anyway." Amy Dickinson's book is titled The Mighty Queens of Freeville. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.